Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
I want us to spend the rest of the session looking at how we can overcome rejection. I want us to understand all dark-skinned people. No, I want dark-skinned people to understand that all people will not accept you. It is something you must bear in mind. Know that not all people will accept you. Even at your kindest self. Even with all your heart, in all your sincerity. At your very best. Don't expect everybody to accept you. Some people will not accept you, not because you have done anything bad. Just because you are you. They cannot put a finger on why they don't like you that bad. It is part of life. When you receive, you are the receiving end. That people don't accept you and you cannot tell why. But the other side of it is that you must not, as a believer, reject people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must have the disposition of our dearest Jesus. He accepted everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is how we must be. Know first of all that all people will not accept you. Number two, you must learn to accept yourself. Yes, learn to accept yourself. Do not put yourself at the mercy of other people's acceptance. That will not help you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is your responsibility to accept who you are. After all, those people do not know you the way that you know yourself. So you must know yourself and accept yourself. Number four. Please understand. Number three. Is that three?
Yes.
Yeah. Understand that Jesus was rejected by God and men for your acceptance. When he said on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? It was for your sake. It was for my sake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That we will know that we are accepted by God. Everybody rejected Jesus, including his apostles. But God also rejected him. So that you will be accepted by people. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So that you will be accepted by God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Now, number four.
And nine.
This is where I want to finish this subject. That understand that rejection is not overcome instantly. It's a process. That is why you must know the root of your problem today. Because it's going to take a process for you to be healed, for the brokenhearted to be bound. It is important for you to understand that it's a process. But dark-skinned people must understand who they are. Because the process of overcoming rejection is the process of knowing and accepting who you are. You must know what God says about you. God has said that there are treasures hidden in you. Because treasures are things that are always hidden. It is important for you to know that treasures are hidden in darkness. Isaiah 45 verse 3 says that I will give you the riches that are hidden in darkness. So, my brother and my sister, dark-skinned person, know that God's treasure and His riches are in your dark skin.
Hallelujah.
It is only revealed by the light of the gospel of the kingdom. When it is shed upon your life, when God unveils and opens your eyes, then you know that there are treasures in you as a dark-skinned person. So you cannot say that because I cannot do this, I cannot do that, I don't have anything in me. Because God has got treasures in you. Actually, God has hidden His treasures in you in such a way that the Bible says that God searches you in order to know you. Psalm 139 verse 1, David says that, Lord, you have searched me and known me. Even God the Creator searches you to know you. How can you take yourself casually? I came to say that look deep inside of you. You will see a treasure of the Lord that is shining so bright in you. It will overshadow all of the prejudices that the devil through mankind have spread over the years concerning the dark-skinned man. So don't have a casual look at yourself. Because there is something in your dark-looking body. You know, dark soils and dark bodies are very fertile soils.
Hallelujah.
There is a lot of life-giving element in the loamy soil, what we call the black soil. The Bible says that God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. If you are listening to me, God is commanding His light, His treasure in you to shine out of your dark black skin. It has an excelling power. That treasure has an excelling power. It excels over all the difficulties of your environment. whether you think that Africa is a bad place or not, the treasure in you, ladies and gentlemen, is able to shine, and there is so much power in it that it can overcome every hindrance in your environment so that the glory of the Lord shall be seen. Hallelujah. In your physical life.
Hallelujah. Now I'll show some other hand in that. Now I'm saying that I do want
to. You cannot therefore say,
and not to me, you are not cut down.
That you cannot be productive. I want you from today that because of your black soil, because of your dark skin, because you have a lot of life-giving elements put inside of you by God, you can be fertile. You can be productive in every aspect of your life. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
If you feel so wounded, if you feel so broken by the conditions of Africa, remember that God who brought healing out of the wounds of Jesus is going to bring his healing out of our wounds and our broken heartedness. Dark-skinned people everywhere, something good is coming out of our rejections. Something good is coming out of your head and out of your wound. Jesus was our first example that in his brokenness and in his rejection, even by his father, God brought healing for the whole of mankind. God can do the same thing for you. Because you are not rejected by God. You are only rejected by society in a certain way. It's a small thing, I want to tell you, my friend, that God can do something with you, with your children, with our future. It's going to benefit humanity. People are going to look at you and say, how rich you are. They will say, there is a lot in you we have not discovered. If you feel that Africa is a continent that is dark with hopelessness, I want you to remember the beginning. Because in the beginning there was darkness all over the air. And God came upon the sea. He didn't say, wow, such darkness. What God said was, looking at the darkness, he said, light be. Allow God to command that treasure, that light he has put inside of you. Allow him to bring it out. Because God is about to repeat himself.
Hallelujah.
I said God is about to repeat himself. He is about to look at the dark continent of Africa. Maybe dark because of ignorance. Dark because of maybe evil. And God is going to call his light to come out of the darkness. What the devil has messed up all over the years, God is preparing a message out of it for the whole world, that he does not need the good things to work his miracles.
Hallelujah. Now,
It's coming out of your family. I said it's coming out of your family. It is coming out of my family. Light is gushing out. Out of hopeless situation that the devil has confused, irregularness. I mean, everything is messed up. But God is not disappointed in Africa. God is not disappointed in your family. God is not disappointed with your father. He is not disappointed with our society. He is looking upon it and he is commanding his light to come out. Hallelujah.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
I believe that the people who sat in darkness, do you understand what it means to sit in darkness? It means that you are okay in the darkness. Many people don't see even what message I'm preaching. They don't see the strongholds of the devil that are coming down. They don't see the out of the mouth of babies and sucklings. God has ordained strength, and his strength is in Mount Zion, and he's overcoming the works of the devil out there. Because they are sitting in the darkness. They know how to move in the darkness. They know how to find their cup, drinking cup, in the darkness. They know where to locate their bed in the darkness. But God says that the people who sat in darkness, who were okay in the darkness, who were not doing anything about the darkness, they have seen a great light. They have seen a great light. It is not because they sought for the light. It is not because they sought for the light, but because the light sought for them. Because the kingdom system is about God looking for man. And the religious system is about man looking for God. We can sincerely look for God. We can be desperately looking for God. But God says that I am coming to a people who have been asleep all this time. I am doing a miracle among them. Because the time came that God had to do something on earth. I don't understand why God put Adam to sleep. Because I feel that God is God. If he wants to bring something, a woman, out of Adam, God can do it. Why should he put Adam to sleep? There are principles that we don't understand. Because we belong to the earth. Because we think logically like men. But there are kingdom principles whereby God will put Abraham to sleep, and a gross darkness will overshadow Abraham, so that God will cut a new covenant with Abraham, because he doesn't need the strength and the effort of Abraham.
Hallelujah.
I came to prophesy to you that maybe you are not looking for this message, but the message is finding you. Maybe you are not looking for God, but God is finding you, and He's changing things about you. He's going to change things about your family, even things you didn't pray about, because the kingdom of God is beyond you. He only needs a people to hear the word of the Lord, that God is doing a new thing. That is all that He needs, and then God will begin His new work on earth. Because He will never do anything unless He reveals it. When He has done nothing and He is revealing it, everybody has doubts about it. They say, can God do it with so and so? Can God do these great things with black people? Can any good thing come out of Africa? Can any good thing come out of Ghana? But ladies and gentlemen, God says that before He does it, He says it. And the zeal of the Lord is going to perform it. Because the kingdom of God coming is about the zeal of the Lord. It's about God rising up by Himself, dressing in His elements, and saying that I have visited you. Receive the visitation of God in the name of Jesus. In your family life, receive the visitation of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may say that Africa is hopeless. You look everywhere, you see selfishness. You say, Pastor, don't you see greed and selfishness? Don't you see wickedness of people? Don't you see corruption, proper corruption? Can't you see it in Africa? I came to tell the people of this continent and black people everywhere, the gospel of the kingdom, by it Jesus tells us that He can use the greed of people. He can use the selfishness of people. He can use the negatives of people to bless you. I said He can use it to bless you. Hallelujah. And God is going to bless your life. And you will say that, oh, Pastor, where did this come from?
Amen.
Because God is doing something on this continent. God is doing something on this continent. Ladies and gentlemen, it can be full of corrupt people. Because you can change people. It's true. Can you change the fundamental, greedy, selfish nature of human beings? But God can use the greed. He can use the selfishness. In the book of Luke, there was a certain judge who didn't respect God. He didn't fear man. A certain widow wanted this judge to come to his side and help the widow to get his inheritance. The woman kept going and going. It looks like she didn't have anything. It looks like nobody was helping her. But Jesus Christ ended that parable this way. Because the judge said, although I don't fear God, neither do I respect men, but because this woman will weary me, I'll go and do what this woman wants. You see the selfishness of this guy, thinking about himself. But God turned it to supply the inheritance of this widow who had nobody.
I
I came to encourage somebody that believe God. They can say, can't you see all of them, they are corrupt. Why are you believing that God is going to do this thing? I mean, lift you up and all that. In the midst of the selfishness, still believe God.
Amen.
Jesus said, when the Son of Man shall come, in the midst of a generation that do not fear God, in the midst of a generation that do not fear and respect men, will he find faith? No matter how corrupt your society is, you do not have the power to change them, but you can believe God for yourself, and out of your testimony other people are going to be affected. Hallelujah. I want you to start to feel great about yourself. When you feel that things have gone bad around you, remember that when things decay around, it is not good, but God can use it to fertilize the soil. So that when his breakthrough comes, it will be a big growth, big testimony. Pastor, are you encouraging corruption and all that? No, I'm not encouraging it. I'm only teaching you a strategy to rule in the corruption. Don't look at the circumstance and limit the dream God has put upon your heart. Because God is such an expert. He doesn't need that kind of nice environment to do that nice promise for you. As for an expert, a commando, he may not have a gun. Just give him a stick. The stick can be dead. But because he is a commando, he can kill many people with the jawbone of an ass. Because he is good at it. I came to tell you that your God is good at turning corrupt situation and blessing people, looking at desert and causing rivers to flow in deserts. So no matter how gross darkness will fill the earth, upon you, light has shined. Hallelujah. There is hope for Africa. Because we have God, we are prisoners of hope. We are prisoners of hope. Now we may be in prison or limited here and there by some practical things, but there is hope for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the God who binds the brokenhearted, he will bind our hearts. He will heal our history. He will do something wonderful with us and with our children. If you receive it, lift up your hands to heaven.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already. saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on.